And we are now in Black History Month, and we don't give a damn what the feds say. This is our month. You know something? Squash this shit. It's Black History 365.
And I got on black and gold.
And black and gold, blackity black, blick zat. And we thank you all for tuning in to another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana now.
All right, so we are now just into the second month of 2025. It felt like it used to be summertime.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm going to tell you, January was the longest 31 days of my life ever.
January.
Man, listen, you know, if I go into detail, we'd be here to June. So, you know.
By that time, it'll be even more craziness. So,
exactly. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, once again, shout out to Black History Month. You want to support some Black history? Come by www.watch4thehook.com. Legacy Greater Than Me sweatshirt is out, black and gold. If you see me on TV, I got on the T-shirt. Sweatshirt looks the same.
Yes.
It's just a sweatshirt.
Yes. Long sleeve.
Exactly, exactly. So, all right. So, we talked about January. I had to pull myself closer to the mic so I can get in this thing real good. Today, we are going to talk about how we think, you know, this is my gospel. This is how we are looking at the DEI initiative rollbacks will possibly affect small minority business owners.
Ain't no possibly to it. Okay, well, I'm jumping the gun.
No, no, you're right. It's going to affect us. We just trying to figure out how bad.
Right. How soon should we inspect or should we expect the impact to have? You know, you say you have to brace yourself.
Oh, yeah, listen, it's a bumpy ride.
Yeah, so, like, should we start bracing now? Should we have already been bracing? Should we be at the point of what they say, white knuckles or blue fingertips, white fingertips?
Well, you know, we've been hanging on since 1619. So, I mean, I think
knuckles white anyway.
They've been purple.
Calloused.
You know, so right now we're looking at. So, right now, the orange tyrant, he came in swinging and we told you he was.
He said he was. What you mean? He told you he was.
Yeah, he said you ain't had to fuck around and found out. I told you. He came in and the first thing he did was attack anything that didn't appeal to white America. Or I'm gonna say white male America.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one thing that white men have hated the most, I'd probably say since the 60s, was the fact that the government made it mandatory to start including everybody.
I was going to say equality and inclusion. That's what I was going to say.
And let's be honest. People are like, I didn't think this was going to happen.
Really?
You're telling people, those that do not history are doomed to repeat it. America has over 400 years of showing you they didn't give a fuck about us. R.I.P. to Michael Jackson. That song was real too. But they haven't. No. Their history has told us.
Yeah.
They only do shit because they are either forced to.
Yeah.
Or there's a dollar amount.
It's that beneficial. Exactly. Yeah. For them.
People keep talking about, you know, well, you know, the civil rights movement and what was the affirmative action. Affirmative action really helped the white woman more than anybody.
Idiot. Idiot.
What happened was the women rebelled against the white men and said, we ain't gonna be pregnant all our lives
right.
in the kitchen. We want to do
barefoot.
Too. Yeah, barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
So here we go. They did that. So now we are 50 something years, almost 60 years into Black America being in corporate America. First thing Trump did was go attack the government agencies that help aid small minority business owners.
He went and attacked equality and inclusion. That's what he did.
They basically said, we ain't giving you motherfuckers nothing.
Nope, get in line.
And that's the problem. People who need or have asked for government funding are already in a line.
Right, exactly.
The issue is that line was already packed with white people, white businesses that were already financially stable.
But this is the thing. You can talk all day about the lines being packed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Previously being packed.
Yeah.
By those that don't look like us. Yeah. The issue I have is half of us don't even know where the lines are, where the lines lead, or where the lines begin and end.
And that is by design.
Yeah. I'm like, so half the time it's like, oh, why? I didn't even know I had to do that.
Exactly.
I didn't even know there was a thing for that. Yeah. Oh, there's a line?
Yes. And you know why?
We get in it.
And you know why most people didn't know that there was a line? Because they made sure you didn't know.
But that goes, I mean, that just ties into that lack of access that we've like literally been on a soapbox about.
Go back to the Capitol Open Doors episode. We talk about that all the time.
Access.
Access to Capitol. And so the first thing, one of the first things that Trump did was he stopped the access.
Orange Tyrant.
Our Orange Tyrant stopped the access.
Showed
he. He said the line, the buck stops here.
Yeah.
No more freebies, no more handouts, no more support. But this is the craziest thing. America's economy has always been leaned upon minority businesses.
Yeah.
Because people don't understand. You didn't get millionaires and billionaires until they were thousandaires.
Right.
You know how they got there? Somebody had to support them.
That's right.
And so that's the main thing. Right now, what President Tyrant has done federal-wise, for federal agencies, he's cut off the supply of access to funds to small businesses. Now, when we go to corporate America, they actually don't have to do that.
No, they don't.
But now, what you done seen, some of y'all favorite stores done said, you know something? We don't need them either.
Pish posh.
We don't need to diversify or help or showcase anybody else either.
No. But it's like you see them nixing those departments, right? Those departments do help the small business owners if the small business owners can access those doors or have someone point them to the direction of that door to find out there's a line, right? Because that stuff's still hella embedded.
Right.
Okay. So it helps like some of the small businesses, but they're getting rid of or eliminating like the departments, the divisions, the protocols, but you still pushing some of the products, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pushing some of the products on the consumer. But don't forget, like, you're not helping the people on the backside, but you're getting your cut.
Exactly.
You're still getting your cut. There's no leverage for the employees.
Yeah. So one of those companies Ms. Parker is talking about, and I know some of y'all have heard it, it's the one with the Target on the store. So, you know, for people that don't know, like, say, Watch for the Hook has always been transparent. Me and Ms. Parker signed up for the Target Accelerator initiative starting back in 2022. And it was aimed at minority-owned businesses and brands who try to help them get exposure.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dealing with that since 2022. And one of their thresholds or caps is
child by
your business, did it profit $75,000 or more? First of all, Target, if my clothing line with me and my wife made over $75,000, I'd be looking a little deeper. it just be up front. And so that is what one of the lines we're talking about. They reached out to us. Now, I ain't going looking for Target. Target emailed us and said, hey, you know, are you a business owner? Blah, blah, blah. If you are, well, fill out this form.
Yeah.
All right, you fill out the form.
And then you can't complete it.
And you can't complete it. But guess what Target did? They got a data point.
Sure did. They can check the box and say, we talked to these minorities in this realm, providing this product and or service. So we met our goals. Our KPIs were hit, okay?
No,
KPIs, key performance indicators.
Exactly.
Okay?
So somebody's tracking it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or their contracts that was tied to their money, their SLAs was met. That's their service line agreement.
So that means they got paid for doing their job.
Yeah. They met their metrics.
Yeah. Even not just talking about Target. You can go talk about Amazon. Amazon is the worldwide biggest distributor on the planet. Guess what happened with Amazon year and a half, last year, small business owners sued them.
Staged a revolt.
You know what happened? They got so embedded down in Amazon's system, their products didn't see the light of day.
No, but what you can't say is that you were excluded from being able to present your product on that platform. They checked their box because they didn't say you were going to be on page 1 through 20. They said you were going to be on the platform.
Exactly.
Page one to them is the same as page 300.
Yep.
Don't matter. Now, I'm not clicking that arrow to the right, 299 more times.
Exactly. So for the people on page 301,
I ain't see you.
I didn't see you. They ain't made no money.
I ain't see you.
Because everybody thought, I'm going to kill them with this one. But damn, they still alive. Mm-hmm. They knew that was the lick for them.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't brag to their customers. Hey, we on Amazon now. Amazon. We on this and that. And people start going, look, hey, man, where you at?
I can't find you.
Well, type it in. 82 characters later.
Yeah, you still can't even really be pulled up in the search.
Yeah, you can't be pulled up in the search.
Can you send me the direct link? So type it in on your phone.
Exactly.
And send it in, right? Yeah. Or text it to me so I can click on it.
Yep. And so now when you're looking at it, you're like, I thought this was going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
But you say they checked the metrics.
Yeah.
They checked their box.
Yeah, they met their metrics. Yeah.
Now, half the metrics.
Yeah, yeah.
They like, we ain't got to include y'all. I don't care. Because guess what happened? I never really brought nothing to the party for them in the first place.
No, because your audience too small.
They just sat there and said, well, so we just did it because we had to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now, they don't have to. And now,
nope.
Small business owners out here looking like, where do I go from here?
There's no checks and balance system. There's no equality and inclusion. Okay?
Equality deals with an equal sign.
Mm-hmm.
Where most of the world has dealt with the later than.
Or the lesser than.
Less than or greater than.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for small minority businesses, boy, that butt been facing us the whole time. So for those that ain't mad, if that butt facing you, you on the less than.
Right. Hey, I mess that up all the time. I absolutely destroy it. I have to go Google and be like, wait, which way should this sign face? So yeah, but it damn sure didn't have no equal. Okay.
Not at all.
That's some two parallel slashes. It didn't have that.
No, you don't get that. Mm-hmm. And now, 2025. Business owners are having to make really hard decisions.
Yeah.
Because now a lot of us know Calvary ain't coming.
Nope.
And think about this. If the economy has a downturn, what does that mean from the consumer? They're buying less.
Yeah.
So now you're not getting no help from where you thought. And now your customer base is starting to suffer.
Yeah.
Which means your business will suffer because they're not spending.
Those incoming sales have decreased. That average order value, AOV, it has probably gone down by 50%. It has slashed, it's cut in half. It has totally decreased, right? And it could be that regular customers, they're not so regular no more.
No, their pockets got pinched.
Yeah, and even when they are consuming, right,
mm-hmm.
right? They're not purchasing as much. They used to buy 2 and 3. Now they just buy one.
Yeah. We sitting up here now listening to, well, if these tariffs come through,
it's going to be a little bit of pain.
Yeah, a little bit of pain.
The Americans will feel a little bit of pain. I almost threw my phone.
Listen, Americans are already feeling the pain. Shit. This shit ain't sweet.
Mm-mm.
Last time I checked, everybody is basically one layoff away from being homeless.
Who you tell?
One layoff. Somebody most tell? And I'm talking about two income household.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A one person income, a single income household couldn't take a layoff.
No,
couldn't take missing a check, one pay period, two pay periods.
Two income household can't either.
Exactly. So when we sitting up here talking about the DEI initiatives, those were thresholds and braces to keep certain parameters in check.
To allow you those opportunities that just because I'm a Southern girl, right?
Sexy Southern.
I've got a little drawl in my accent, right?
You sound like country.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I didn't really say
just
that.
Because a Southern girl that has a little drawl in her accent, right?
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean that she cannot comprehend and speak to and communicate to and or with at the level that is necessary to sit at a table, round or long, of professionals and be able to converse and dialogue on an intellectual level.
Rachel, you saying you just as smart as them dumb nitwits.
That's what DEI does for you.
Gets you in the room.
It allows you to not be excluded immediately on the outside because somebody doesn't like the way you sound when you speak.
Which, sad part about it is, how America been running.
It is, but that's why DEI was put in place.
And now, like you said, checks and balances are now gone. We got this fool running rampant and all his Looney
the
Tunes.
The books being busted open.
Yeah. They busting books open like booty cheeks in the club. And now everybody's seeing the booty hole brown, whatever that shit is.
That was what they said in the song. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's weird. Like I say, some things should just be left to the imagination or to the person that it happened to. You know, just saying. But, you know, we on this DEI stuff, you know, you can go a little far or you can go a little round about the table.
You can go a little left, a little right.
And, you know, even we talked about, we didn't specifically say DEI, but we can talk about, you know, you can be in the right room with the wrong audience.
Yeah.
DEI helped you get into the right room that wouldn't allow you through the door.
That's what I was going to say. Hell, DEI helped point your ass to the building.
Exactly. You know that building
existed. You didn't know that building existed. And if you don't know the building exists, you don't know which door you're supposed to be at. And if it's a line there, you don't know that, A, there is a line, or B, that your ass is supposed to get in that line.
Exactly. And let's keep it a buck, man. This country works better than everybody works.
Mm-hmm.
To the best of their ability. Removing DEI will be a catastrophic mechanism that will cause some destruction economically to this company. It is, I'm telling you.
The caveat to that is DEI is already being placed on mass casualty events.
Yep.
DEI efforts are being paraded around as DEI is the reason that there has been a mass casualty event.
Which makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
Because
it just makes no sense.
If you had a mass casualty event and two of the same everything was on the opposite ends that caused the event, DEI had nothing to deal with.
Well, to me, my interpretation, Tatiana's talk's interpretation is...
Hit him with it.
You trying to tell me that because a brown female was leading whatever they were doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason a mass casualty event occurred. Had it been a Caucasian male, that mass casualty event would not have happened. So what I'm hearing you say is...
I'm with the orange tyrant.
Yes. So what I'm hearing you say is white males are smarter than fucking everybody. That's what I'm hearing. Because DEI is inclusive of gender, of race, ethnicity, DEI includes all of that.
Exactly. And the crazy thing is, the United States, in its founding efforts from the, let's go back, it's been DEI since the beginning. Because let's just be honest. The first folks was Native Americans. The second folks was Spanish. The third, folks, was Eastern European, and they dragged the Negro with them.
Come on here, boy.
I mean, there ain't nothing but diversity, equity, inclusion off the jump.
Well, diversity, equity, and inclusion is supposed to make sure that certain genders and races still run everything.
Yeah.
In their instance. They're trying to make sure that diversity, equity, inclusion does not impede that from happening.
That's just crazy.
Because it's causing mass casualty events.
Because, see, this is the craziest thing for me now. If you are saying that DEI caused all these issues, what did critical race theory do then?
Chaba.
Because now, listen, got all the folks pointing the fingers. What they say, if you point one, you got four pointing back at
you. Yeah, you do.
Last time I said, I looked at something where they say, I'm like glue. If you throw it off me, it sticks to you. So if you're the one throwing all the blame out, but you're also the one in charge, the one spearheading, the one running things, is the failure not on you?
Listen.
I mean, I'm asking for the girl in the back.
Listen.
Because if you so-called running this mess, and it is a mess.
It's a mess. But you're too busy blaming everybody else for the mess. No, you're too busy blaming the fact that because there are a plethora of people involved, that's the reason that there are certain events.
And it just makes no sense.
It makes no sense. It
makes no sense.
I swear to God.
Hey, I use this analogy with Ms. Park all the time. You know, one of my favorite movies is Harlem Nights. Who's in charge of the girls? I'm just asking, who's in charge of the girls? Because, in the words of Sugar, they come to show. You calling me a thief? All I'm saying is, they coming up short. You are in charge of the girls. I mean, I don't know how else to plainly say it.
Yeah,
if you in charge of the country and the country coming up short, I'm just saying. Listen, one thing the Orange Tyrant can't say is he ain't asked for this. Motherfucker, you ran for the job. Actually, this is the third.
You're right. He lost the other one.
I wish he had lost all
of them. We know why he lost that. But anyway. Yeah.
There was a whole pandemic.
Yeah.
Called with the last two numbers of 19 at the end of that.
Yeah, he pretended it didn't exist. So, yeah, that's the only reason. But anywho.
Yeah. Well, like, we appreciate y'all tapping in with us, man. You know, for those who fall under any type of DEI guidelines or help, or they might have said the only reason we hired you because you was just a filler job and we had to fill it with a quota, you know. I call them nigga filler quota jobs. If somebody say, come to you and ask, talking you shit at your job, like saying, man, you know, the only reason you got the job because you black. You tell them, you got damn right. You know why I'm going to keep the job? Because my ass is black.
They check it. The dollars is green.
Yeah, you let them know. I ain't no punk. You know. But Ms. Park, I appreciate you.
Yes, yes.
You got any good words?
I don't know. Who's in charge of the girl?
Hey. Catch y'all next time.